Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, Chip Bell is our guest, and he's forgotten more about customer service than most of us will ever know. He's a senior partner with the Chip Bell Group, and he has written so many books, authored and co-authored so many books over the years on how to love up your customers and take care of them. His new book is called The 9.5 Principles, not 9, not 10, but 9.5 Principles of Innovative Service. And he's here to help us love up our customers during the holidays, especially. Chip Bell, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be with you, sir.
Good to have you back. You know, Chip, it doesn't seem, in some ways, it doesn't seem right to talk about the holidays with extra emphasis, because we really should be treating people in July the same way. We should love them up just the same in July as we do in December. However, there is an extra level of anxiety and excitement and tension and urgency this time of year that does cause us to need to kind of pay a little more attention, doesn't it?
I think so. And I think part of it is the way we've sort of sold the whole holidays. And the way merchants have wired it, as we know from the statistics, probably 30 to 40% of their annual revenue comes in the holiday times.
So right,
that's a lot of pressure.
If you're a retailer, that's probably the truth.
Right. So it's a lot of pressure, and of course, what we've done with the commercialization of the holidays is we've convinced the customer that they're going to run out of what they really want, and only so many more shopping days.
And God forbid you don't get it, right?
Exactly. Oh, terrible.
How,
the end of the world.
How can you live?
Yeah. My mother still tells stories about living through the Depression where, you know, you didn't go to the store and buy a toy. You made it.
Right.
And it's interesting how the commercialization has sort of changed the focus in customers' eyes. So now they come in elbowing their way to the front of the line, and we got, you know, it's interesting that we call it Black Friday. We didn't pick another name. Black Friday.
couldn't have been green and blue.
No,
Friday,
right? No.
Well,
some festive color. No, right. It had to be black. It signals the.
Well, now they're open because they're opening up on Thanksgiving. I coined the term Brown Thursday.
because
they can't wait till Black Friday. So you got some tips on how to behave, how we as business owners can behave to really improve our relationships with customers, get them to come back. If they know us, they'll come back because they know us. If they don't know us, it'll make them want to come back next month after the holidays. Give us some ideas.
Oh, sure. Well, I think the first is what we were talking about is customers. You know, we know from a lot of research the number one impact on customer loyalty is reliability. Fundamentally, do I trust you?
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first rule is don't cheat. You know, if it's not really a sale item, don't try to tell me it is. You know, we know there are merchants out there that will spend 2 or 3 months before the holidays marking something up so then they can mark it back down during Christmas and make you think you got a deal. Or, you know, come down and get one of these, and it's the only one they got. And so, of course, it's gone.
It was never right to do that.
No.
But there was a time when you could get away with it a little bit.
Oh,
but,
absolutely.
But not today.
Not today. We got a world that's much more transparent. And I think, so that's the first rule for me is don't cheat. Build trust, you know. It's not worth it. The cost of the transaction is not worth the worth of the relationship over the rest of the year.
And I'm going to say something else. Don't cheat your customers, but don't cheat yourself either.
Exactly. Oh, you got to take care of yourself as well. And that's part of the bargain. That is the American dream, and part of what enterprise is all about is exchanging value for value. So we want the merchant to get the value they're due, but we also want the customer to get the worth they expect.
If you can't make a transaction with a customer that will allow you to be successful, then two things have happened. Number one, it's the wrong customer.
Right.
And or you've made the wrong bargain with that customer.
Exactly.
It's your responsibility to make that customer want to pay you enough so
sure.
that you can be successful.
Otherwise,
why are you there?
Exactly. And when you add the great service to it, we all know from research, customers will pay, research shows anywhere from 15 to 20%
Absolutely.
More for the same item if they get great service around it. So that service
I'll do,
is important.
And service could just be the fact that you can answer a question for me.
Oh, absolutely.
There are plenty of businesses I'll go into because I know that the owner is technically capable. And I'll go in there and buy from there just to pick the brain of the
exactly.
person.
Exactly. And it doesn't
yeah.
cost anything to smile.
There's a building material store here, small business in my area
uh-huh.
that I do business with, and I don't even know whether they're cheaper than the big box companies. I have no idea.
No.
But they get all my business because there's a guy there named Jim, and
uh-huh.
every time I go in there, he always answers several of my questions. He gives me great answers.
Exactly.
And that's the reason
exactly.
I go in there.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So
yeah.
it's in the end, it's about the worth.
Right.
So I think that's the first rule. The second rule is be kind. I mean, especially during the season of love.
Why do we have to tell people this?
I know. It's amazing to me. But we all know that, you know, the way you treat your customers is what they're going to remember how you treat them long after they've forgotten what you did for them.
Is it possible that in this season of frenzy and frenetic craziness, that if you actually imparted some kindness on somebody, that you'll stand out?
Oh, absolutely. And you will help them, the customer, with that calm them. And you won't have all the conflict just with a little kindness. You know, and our mamas and daddies taught us that growing up.
Right, right.
But it's particularly important to the front line in this season is that sense of kindness.
Isn't that a magnetic thing that makes people want to come back?
It is. Absolutely. And we go back to those places that treat us with a sense of kindness and respect. And so I think it's not easy, not hard to do. It's simple to do.
With all the technology, Chip, that we have right now and all the things that we're using now, we're going to talk about that in the next segment a little bit. One thing to remember, human beings haven't changed in how much they want the high touch that John Nesbitt talked about,
no,
have they?
No, they have not. They have not. They still like the high touch.
That's exactly right.
And that's correct.
I need your website, Chip.
It's chipbell.com.
Chip Bell. It couldn't get any easier than that, folks.
That's what I can remember, Jim.
The 9.5 principles of innovative service. Wherever books are sold, buy two. You're going to want to give one away. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasting. I'm right back with Chip. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.